We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. House and Senate leaders will present former Republican Senator Bob Dole with the nation's highest civilian honor to recognize his decades of service as a soldier, lawmaker, and statesman. House Speaker Paul Ryan's office says Dole will receive the Congressional Gold Medal in a ceremony scheduled for January 17th. Now 94, Dole represented Kansas in the House and the Senate and was the GOP nominee for president in 1996. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We'll want to grab the heavy coat on the way out the door. A big difference from where we were yesterday at this time, with temperatures starting below freezing, only getting to 36 with a gusty north wind this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, our low 21. We get to 39 or 40 for the high tomorrow. And then on Christmas Eve, sunny and 35. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 26 degrees. The wind chill is 15. Congress has passed a temporary government funding bill, keeping the government open through the holidays. Fox's Chad Pergram has more.
Here's what the government funding bill does. It funds the government at the current levels until January 19th. It temporarily renews the domestic surveillance program, which is a key tool in the war on terrorism, called FISA 702. There's also some money in there for the military and also for children's health care.
This gives Congress time to try and find a permanent solution for government spending. AAA has forecast 107.3 million Americans will be traveling from Christmas to New Year's. Valerie Wise with Wichita's Eisenhower Airport tells KNSS News an estimated 2,700 passengers were scheduled to fly out of the airport Thursday. How does that count compare with a normal day?
Depending on the season, you know, 2,200, 2,300, something like that. It just depends. Our flights are pretty full every day.
AAA estimates 6.4 million people traveling by air over Christmas in the U.S. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey tells KNSS News violent crime numbers have been going up the past few years. What crime category concerns him most?
I think gun violence is the number that since 2014 we've seen increases in our aggravated assaults associated with gun violence. And what we're seeing is a lot of people are choosing to resolve conflicts with guns. And it's a concerning trend, and it's something that we want to turn around.
Chief Ramsey, our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. During the holidays, the Internal Revenue Service reminds taxpayers who have not filed a tax return for 2016 or prior years that now is a good time to get current on their taxes. IRS spokesman Michael Devine.
If you didn't file last year and you file the 2017 return and you do a refund, you probably won't get that until you get current on your taxes. You know, because what we think is, well, maybe you owed last year and you didn't file. You're going to get a refund this year, so you file. Well, we want you to get current on your taxes because there's a statute of limitations on claiming a refund. But that balance due, the money you owe, there's interest and penalties that are growing on that.
In general, the law provides most taxpayers a three-year window of opportunity for claiming a refund or the money becomes property of the U.S. Treasury. For more information, go to irs.gov. Vice President Trump and the President Trump and Vice President Pence are both taking time to thank American troops before the Christmas holiday.
Vice President Pence making a surprise visit to Afghanistan to meet with President Ashraf Ghani and greet U.S. troops, thanking them for their service while stressing America's commitment to the war-torn nation.
The armed forces of the United States will remain engaged in Afghanistan until we eliminate the terrorist threat to our homeland.
Meanwhile, back home, President Trump spending time with troops at Walter Reed Medical Center, awarding a Purple Heart to First Lieutenant Victor Prado, who survived an IED blast in Afghanistan last month. Sean Langell, Fox News.
8:36 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Entertainment news, The Blur. Ted Woodward with us this morning, talking about what, Ted, yet another case of alleged sexual misconduct. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. This time it affects the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
The renowned conductor Charles Dutoit, now the target of accusations, first reported by the AP. Three opera singers and one musician charge he sexually forced himself on them on the sidelines of some of the nation's great orchestras in Chicago, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Philadelphia, and Saratoga Springs, including backstage shortly before a performance. The incident, as recently as 2010, dating back to 1985. Dutoit, now the 81-year-old artistic director and principal conductor of the Royal Philharmonic in London, renowned as a guest conductor, but no longer welcome in Boston for one. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And a long-standing relationship in the beauty pageant industry is coming to an end.
And there they go. Dick Clark Productions is cutting ties with the Miss America organization over internal emails sent by CEO Sam Haskell. In them, Haskell ridiculed past winners' looks, intelligence, and sex lives. The television production company calls the emails appalling. The comments are in contrast to Haskell's supportive and glowing public statements about past winners. Haskell says he'll respond today. The Miss America organization says Haskell did apologize to the board. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The X-Files is returning, and not just for six episodes.
X-Files' David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson dropped some serious hints in the new Super Tease trailer for the 10-episode second installment of the series' return. However, when last we left them...
Last season ended with, looks like, the end of the world.
The trailer sets up the series' return as a more quintessential X-Files with everyone back in, and more importantly, details on the cigarette-smoking man.
We learned some interesting things this season about the cigarette-smoking man, and I think those will be shocking.
More of what Duchovny calls the deep state feel of the classic series. The event series returns to Fox on Wednesday, January 3rd at 8 p.m. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All right, heading into the weekend before Christmas, let's take a look at the box office.
I'm Michelle Polino.
Welcome to Jumanji.
In Jumanji, welcome to the jungle, four teenagers discover an old video game console and are literally drawn into the game's jungle setting, becoming the adult avatars they chose. Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, and Jack Black star.
P.T. Barnum.
The Greatest Showman is inspired by the imagination of P.T. Barnum. It stars Hugh Jackman in an original musical that celebrates the birth of show business and tells of a visionary who rose from nothing to create a spectacle that became a worldwide sensation. Pitch Perfect 3 follows the Bellas after their win at the World Championship. The now separated gang reunite for one last singing competition at an overseas USO tour. However, they face a group who uses both instruments and voices.
Your $100,000 translates to $12 million.
Downsizing is a social satire in which a guy realizes he would have a better life if he were to shrink himself. Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig star. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Vince McMahon is selling off his shares in the WWE, and that's causing some speculation.
Amid talks of trying to revive the XFL, McMahon has sold off over 3 million shares in the WWE, equaling about $100 million. In a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the sale was noted as primarily funding a separate entity from the company called Alpha Entertainment to explore investment opportunities. But here's what gets interesting. Alpha has filed for 5 trademarks to the XFL, the filing seeking to trademark the XFL as a professional football league and also cover merchandise. With previous trademarks abandoned over a decade ago after the XFL's original one-and-done season in 2001. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Let's go back to the movies, take a look at the guys that came up with the hit film La La Land.
Oscar-winning songwriters Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, famous for last year's La La Land, also did the music for the new Hugh Jackman-led P.T. Barnum movie, The Greatest Showman. I asked if they thought La La Land opened doors for the original movie musical.
Especially coming on the heels of something like Frozen or Hamilton, these musicals that sort of puncture the general sort of cultural zeitgeist, I think that they do open people up to saying, like, maybe I don't hate musicals. Like, I like that movie. I liked Hamilton. I liked La La Land or whatever.
As for writing songs that express such big emotions,
I think music has this really unique ability to just cut right to the core of a human being. You know, you feel emotion with music right away. And I think it can bring you inside the head of a character, and you can get to hear things that someone wouldn't necessarily say out loud.
A great example of that is one of the movie's songs, This Is Me.
It's like, yes, you hear from that character and how she's feeling and themes of acceptance and owning your identity.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Of course, we're 3 days away from Christmas. There are some movies that enjoy anniversaries that didn't make their debut on Christmas Day.
Well, sure.
The Crosby, Hope, Road movie, Road to Rio, opened on Christmas Day 70 years ago. One of the touchstones of American culture, Old Yeller, was released on Christmas Day 60 years ago.
Man.
Yeah.
Tommy Kirk had to shoot him there at the
end. Emotional.
Oh man. Old Yeller.
The Mel Brooks movie, High Anxiety, was released on Christmas Day 40 years ago.
I love that show.
I know you love that movie.
Take off on Vertigo.
And you love Cloris Leachman.
Cloris Nurse Diesel. If you haven't ever seen that, that's Cloris at her best.
Pretty good stuff. Hilarious.
Broadcast
News came out on Christmas Day 30 years ago today.
Wasn't a big fan of that one.
And The Postman was released 20 years ago today.
Postman.
The Kevin Costner
movie.
Post-apocalyptic movie, The Postman.
I never saw that.
I went and saw it in the theater.
I went and saw it myself.
I heard it was terrible.
It
wasn't as bad as it was portrayed, but it was not a great film either.
It was as bad as Waterworld.
It was all right.
It wasn't as bad as Waterworld.
No, I agree. It was better than Waterworld.
It was better than Waterworld. Not sure how it ranks in his.
It's not that great, but I managed to sit through it. It was all right.
Not quite as good as his Wyatt Earp movie.
It was not as good as Ishtar, I'll bet.
And we do have a. speaking of Ishtar.
Yeah.
Today we have a movie anniversary. 50 years ago today in Wichita movie theaters, a movie called The Graduate.
Mm.
Celebrating its 50th anniversary today. Of course, you got Dustin Hoffman, Anne Bancroft, Catherine Ross. It's got a good cast. William Daniels,
yep.
Buck Henry, Norman Fell, Alice Ghostly.
I saw it.
Yeah. Interesting little movie directed by Mike Nichols.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of The Graduate.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Ben.
Mr. McGuire.
Come with me for a minute. I want to talk to you. Excuse us, Joanne.
Of course.
Thank you. I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
Exactly. How do you mean?
There's a great future in plastics.
Plastics. Adjusted for inflation, this is one of the top 25 grossing films of all time in North America. Very popular movie. It's on the U.S. National Film Registry. It's number 7 on American Film Institute's 100 Years, 100 Movies list. It won the Oscar for Best Director for Mike Nichols. It got nominated for 6 other Oscars. Did not get any. It's the last film so far to win Best Director and nothing else.
Wow. All right.
There you go. Celebrating its 50th anniversary today. The Graduate, plus you got the soundtrack, which is all a lot of Simon and Garfunkel
music, which was very
contemporary at the time and very innovative. All right, there you go. Entertainment news in the blur. It's brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Merry Christmas to those folks.
Yes.
They serve up tasty pizza year-round, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., right there at 208 South Baltimore off of K-15, Pizza John's in Derby.
844 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, the Wichita Business Journal update, and we're going to look at the big book of lists. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.